Hello again, everybody. It's me. It's Sheila, for those of you who don't know me. Last time I started, we had a lovely karaoke with Summer Holiday. You'll be pleased to know that we're not doing that this time. In fact, I haven't got any music arranged at all because the only song I could think of, I thought maybe some people wouldn't like, but I'll tell you what that is later. And if you haven't guessed it. Now, my theme for today is all, well, September is a special time of the year for me. And it's for the same reason it's a special time of the year for Ian and for Marcus and for Gillian and anybody else who's got a birthday in September. Yay! Happy birthday, all of us! Happy birthday! Celebrate the month! And some people have wedding anniversaries in September and we can celebrate wedding anniversaries. Yay! And other things happen in September for the first time, or different times. Hands up anybody who has started a new class in school. Yeah? Yeah? Everybody enjoying their new class? Anyone want to tell us anything about their new class?
No!
Is that a no you don't want to tell me, or no you don't like your new class? Oh my goodness. Matthew, what do you want to say? Come and tell us.
My daddy's going to buy me this Mercedes.
What about your new class?
You don't want to know about the new Mercedes? The new class? Okay, right. Daddy's going to buy Matthew a Mercedes. But I think he enjoys school. Right. Olivia, what do you want to tell us?
Do you like your nursery? I like my nursery.
Oh, Olivia likes her new nursery with her friend Sev. And for some reason, Izzy's going back to St Albans uniform. I'm not quite sure why. It probably doesn't fit her anymore. But I was saying, what, the pinafore? Yeah. A red tie with a navy blue pleated skirt and a navy blazer, white shirt, yes. So, if you're around Westleigh, you might be meeting a student from St Albans who'll probably be a bit smaller, or Park Community who'll be a bit taller like Izzy. Right. So, changes. What other changes happen in September? Sue, you've got... How do you feel about your first September not going to school? She feels pretty good about it. What would you like to tell us? You're going on holiday tomorrow. Wow. With those two. Wow, yes. Who else is going on holiday in September? Anyone else? Oh. Where are you going, Mark and Linda?
Crete.
Crete. Sue, where are you going?
Centre Parks.
And some people aren't here because they're already on holiday. Shouldn't be allowed. Missing my talk. Never mind. So, and September always seems a time of changes to me because with my birthday it's all and school, every time you start a new school, it's in September. Every time you start a new phase of education, it's September. Every time it's a new job, it seems to be September, because when you finish education, what time do you start work? September time. And other changes too, because it's your birthday, every time you get to a certain age, you're allowed to do certain things that you weren't before. So when you're 18, you can vote. When you're 17, you can drive a car. When you're 60, you can get a bus pass. You know, it's all things. Or, sorry, 65 for a bus, train pass. Apologies. Ooh, some of us get it early, Darren says. Well, he's got a set of his own wheels, doesn't need the bus. So, but change can come in two different ways of changes. There's changes that we can are forced upon us, like schools, and they can be good. Because we can choose the change of job, and sometimes changes are forced on us. I remember when I was at work, we had a way of doing things, and then we were going to, they joined with another company, and things were going to be different because they had a different way of doing things. And so we actually had some change, a course on managing change. Can you believe it? They gave us all sorts of training courses in those days. But one of the things that stayed with me is that if you want to make change easier, what's called an imposed change, which is a change you could do nothing about, is if you've taken the chance to make little changes in your life. So if you may go out of your way not to get set in a routine. So, for example, if you usually sit on the right hand of the church, just for a change one week, sit on the left hand of the church. If you normally have a cup of tea, maybe have a cup of coffee. If you maybe have a jam tart, try a donut. Just, yeah, you don't have to do a huge thing. You don't have to suddenly think, right, oh gosh, my life needs, I need to do more exercise, must sign up for the couch to 5K and complete that this year. It's not the sort of the change you do at the beginning of the year when you make your New Year's resolutions and you look at the things you want to improve in life and you make this, this, this and your tick list, and by the end of January, you're not doing them. These are just the little things that you may go out of your way to do. And if you're used to do it not being completely rigid in everything, then when someone comes and does something, then you haven't got any change. It's not so hard for you because you can adapt to change because you're used to doing little bits of change. And the biggest change you can choose to do, who's ever had a huge big change in their life? Yeah, Brian? Marriage and being widowed. One was a chosen one, one was an imposed one. Yeah. Steve? Yeah, well, we'll forget about that one. Anybody else had any big changes? Yes? Moving to Havant from Southampton. Is that one that was an imposed, or did you choose it? And is it... We're getting to liking it. That's good. Any other changes? Chris?
Trying Subway.
That was an imposed or a chosen change of Subway?
And that was a change of obedience. I would go somewhere else. Now I'm going to Subway.
He's changed to go to Subway. Right. Anybody want to be spiritual about the change in their life? This is a church Sunday morning. Anybody maybe had a conversion and maybe didn't used to know Jesus and does know Jesus? Anyone want to put their hand up to that one? Did it make a change in your life? I'm glad to hear it. I was beginning to get a bit worried that no one was suggesting that. Because yes, that is the change. The biggest change that you can make is to invite Jesus into your life and then to listen to what he says and do the little changes that he suggests you'd make. And sometimes they will be big changes, and sometimes they will be little changes, but they're all getting you from one place to another, to somewhere that's better. And now, my Bible bit. I want some volunteers to act this out, because Chris said, when I told him what we were doing, that this would be a fun thing to act out. So he's volunteered, and I asked Aaron if he would volunteer, but I would like some more volunteers. Well, whilst he will come up and volunteer,
This is imposed change.
we'll just talk about something completely different. One of the characters in this story, his name is an anagram of my name, so I always think he's a bit special. Does anybody here read the Bible and come across their name and think, ooh, that must be a bit better? Do we have anyone? I mean, Ruth, you've got a whole book of your name, haven't you? Does that seem special to you? It does, doesn't it? Paul, well, you've written half the New Testament. You must feel... Does those books seem special to you?
Lydia.
They do. Lydia, yeah. Anybody else? A Beth Carr in the Bible, yeah. Stephen's misspelt, yes. Oh, yeah, Janet's got Esther.
Joshua.
There's a Joshua. He's got a whole book to himself. Yeah, Ian?
There are
lots of Ians in the Bible, yeah.
Matthew.
Matthew's got a book. Mark's got a book. It's all good, isn't it? And actually, sometimes you need to read through the little nitty-gritty, because there's actually a Sheila in the Bible as well. They misspell it, but, you know, it's S-H-E-L-A-H, not how I spell it, but it's there. But has anyone worked out who the character is within Anagram of Sheila?
Elisha.
Elisha, yes. Now, Elisha was a great prophet. At one stage, when the country he was in was at war with another one, he would listen to God, and God would tell him what the enemy was doing. And so it was so bad that the enemy thought he had a spy in the camp. He said, who's the traitor? It's Elisha. He tells you what, God tells him what we're saying, and then he tells the king. Oh, right. So we'll go and get Elisha then. And they try around the camp, and they don't get Elisha. And God, Elisha prays, and God makes them blind. And he says, no, this isn't where you want to go. And he leads them somewhere else. But eventually, sometime after that story, which you can all read in 2 Kings 6, the country of Aram is at war with the country of Israel, and the king of Israel... Do I have a volunteer to be the king of Israel? I want somebody to be a king of Israel, please. Oh, Matthew, you're the king of Israel. Brilliant. That's what we need, because we need somebody leaning on the arm of the officer, and that's Aaron.
That doesn't sound good to you, mate.
Yeah, well, I knew we'd... of course you are. I need you, Maisie. You can... So, things are bad because Samaria is besieging...
No.
Samaria is the city, and it's being besieged, and everybody in it is very, very hungry. Anybody hungry in here?
I could eat a donkey's head.
Do you know how much a donkey's head costs?
Quite a lot.
It does.
Eight.
80 pieces of silver.
I'm hungry.
Now, who knows how much... He's angry and hungry, yes. They also say how much a cup of dove's dung costs. Now, I don't know what you do with this cup of dove's dung. But you have to pay 5 pieces of silver for it.
Dove dung.
Dove dung, 5 pieces of silver for a cup. Now, don't tell me... Don't.
Tomatoes.
But yeah, things are really bad. Those are the prices of your everyday items, donkey's heads and dove's dung. And somebody complains to the king about this. Maisie, do you want to complain to the king? And whose fault is it, do you all think?
Hungry.
No, they all blame Elisha. Because it's God's fault.
Hungry.
He hasn't done anything about it. It's all God's fault. And Elisha's the one that talks to you about God, so it's all Elisha's fault. And so the king decides he's going to kill Elisha. And he sends a messenger. And Elisha knows that messenger's coming because he's heard from God. And he says, shut the door to the servants. And he says to the king, God's going to change this. This time tomorrow, king, you'll find that... What does it say here? You can buy 1 piece of silver, will buy you 6 quarts of the best flour.
Wow.
So really, really, really good stuff, really cheap. But it doesn't matter. And what does the officer who's the king's leaning on say? He says he doesn't believe it.
No way that's going to happen.
He said, yeah, even if God opened the heavens, that wouldn't be, we couldn't go that low, says the officer.
Do you like gates?
And Elisha says, yeah, it's going to happen tomorrow. Your eyes will see it, but you won't participate of it. No, you don't want to be the queen. I suggest you want to be a leper. Now, Chris and three, has three leper friends. Chris is a leper and he has three leper friends. And they're stood by the gate, and they're looking out, and they're thinking, we're hungry here. No one's got any money for them. No one's got anything for them. So what do they decide to do, Chris?
If we stay here, we're dead. But the army over there, they might take pity on us. We might go over there, and maybe we get some food.
Okay.
Right. Hungry. You hungry too?
Hungry. Oh, yeah, hungry.
Should we go over? What's that?
Hungry.
So the lepers go to the other side. Off to the army camp, and what do they find? Well, the four lepers, what's going on over there? Yeah, the four lepers, I should be just about to reach the camp from that's besieging the city. There's the enemy soldiers that are around that are sort of stopping people in Samaria coming out and making them all hungry.
There should be soldiers here. There's no soldiers.
There's no soldiers at the camp.
There's soldiers. There's some sandwiches.
There's food.
Sandwiches. Oh, you see.
So what are they doing? They're going and eating, aren't they? That's right. And so what do they do? And there's other nice things there as well.
Gold.
Gold. Oh, they take a bit of gold. And about some nice new clothes as well.
I'm going to go bury this.
Yeah, they take it, and they go, take it back to the city.
Just bury it.
And they
my stomach hurts. I'm too
full. Subway's a bit of an in-joke here, I think. Yeah, I think there might be some other people here who maybe work in Subway. That's perhaps why Chris is going on about Subway. Anyway, they go back, and they get when they've hidden everything, they their conscience begins to. And they think to themselves, what do they think, Chris?
And.
So while they're going back, I'll tell you what had happened. Do you want to know what had happened?
Yeah.
Well, in the night, God had made the sound so that those enemy soldiers thought they could hear galloping horses. And they thought that the king of Israel had sent for help, and that they were all going to get attacked by the people who were coming to rescue them, the people in the city. And so they thought, oh no! And they're better than, we don't want to die. So they'd all run off back home, back to Samet, so back to Aram. And they'd left everything because they didn't want to get caught by these rescuers. But the only rescuer was the sound that God had created. God was the rescuer. So, what do you say? Oh, the lepers. What do you say? What do you got to say, lepers?
Okay. You're not going to believe this.
It's okay. Well, so what do you think everybody did? Right, so you've just heard that there's food in the other way. What are you going to do, Steve?
Give them a giraffe.
No. You're going to rush the king, and you're going to knock the officer of the guard over. In the rush, there's all these people. Rush. Trample him to death. That's right.
I'm angry.
No, you run. You follow the lepers because you want to find the food. And the poor disbelieving guard is dead. He's been crushed in the rush. And that's it. That just shows how what was a dreadful situation, because being in that place where you couldn't get a cup of Dove's dung for more than five pieces of silver to... Everything. Doesn't ring true for you. It was.
So, would you want to spread leprosy? Oh, so put your bell on.
But on the other hand, if you were desperate, and these people were desperate enough to do some pretty nasty stuff, there was talk of cannibalism here.
I don't think I would want a leprosy.
No, but... And if you have to think, well, did these lepers touch... How big was the surrounding army? And do we think, because it's gone all the way around the city, do we think that the lepers have gone into every tent? Or do we think they're maybe just in this tent, and if we go to that tent, we'll be okay? Could I persuade you to go to that tent over there, Darren?
Not with lepers.
But the lepers haven't gone over there. They've only been over here. Okay, well... Shall we take a vote on this? Hands up, all those who would have gone and crushed Aaron and gone to look to find some food. And hands up, all those who didn't want to get leprosy, so they're going to stay behind and starve to death. Do I see any? Yeah, no. We're not. I want hands up. Anybody who wants to starve to death rather than get leprosy. Exactly, but you don't want to die. You'd rather starvation than leprosy. You've been persuaded. You would. But you'd be pleased. I think we've all decided that whilst it's a bit of... We would all have done the same. We would have been part of that rushing crowd going for the food. Yeah. And we all agreed that God can make a change in the twinkling of an eye, overnight, from the bottom to the top. Yeah. And if you want to read that story for yourself, it's in 2 Kings 7. And if you read 2 Kings, you can find out a bit more about one of my favourite characters, Elisha. Okay. Your favourite disease in the Bible? Do you know any other diseases in the Bible? Because there's not that many of them, actually, are there?
Well, no, not really. A lot of it was leprosy.
Yeah. There's a lot of hygiene related, a lot of leprosy. Anybody think of any other diseases in the Bible off the top of their...
Plague. Dropsy.
Dropsy, plague. Epilepsy. Pardon? Yeah, right. Blindness.
Lameness,
yeah. Yeah. And do we know of these? Why do we know of a lot of these things? Because they were healed. Isn't that good news? Isn't that good news? All right, now I've got you all excited and hyper. Who can think of what was the song that I could think of that I thought you probably some people might not like?
Dan Buskers.
No. We've had that one before. This is a different one. No, not quite that one. Chris is ready to do a karaoke for that one. No, the theme is changes. Yes, you're not supposed to know. You're my husband. You might have had some sort of... So, changes, yeah. Steve's ready to do a karaoke for changes. Chris is doing the bright side of life. Do we have any other requests?
Didn't Tears for Fears do changes as well?
Ooh. Yeah, or we have a Tears for Fears changes. But you can't see you all jumping up and down wanting to sing it, so as I said, I'll give that a miss and I'll pass you back to Mark while I go and get the bits and pieces for
cool.
The craft.
Thank you.